Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Our daughter is only referred to there as Leo, he, and him. She has been allowed to shave her head, wears only men's clothes, wears a chest binder, and uses men's hygiene products. She attends a therapeutic school program and is in all-boy groups.
Remember that story? I played this for you back in January, I think it was. That's a Montana family whose daughter, who identified as a boy at school, complained to the Division of Family Services that her family didn't support her, and they came in and took her out of the home, then transferred her across state lines in defiance of the parents and put her in a home with boys where she was treated and referred to as a boy. In complete defiance of the parents. Unbelievable? Maybe not. The Supreme Court just turned down a similar appeal of a case out of Indiana. And we've got Abraham Hamilton III on with us this morning, General Counsel for the American Family Association. Abraham, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is a pretty amazing story to me. The Supreme Court declined to hear a case very similar to this involving a Catholic parent custody battle in Indiana. Is that correct?
That is correct.
What was the situation there?
Yeah, the situation started in about 2021 where the Cox family had a son, and their son began to want to identify as a girl, as a little girl. And that ultimately was reported to the Indiana Department of Children and Family Services, and for no other reason. I mean, this has been documented. It was evidentiarily supported that they were model parents in every area, except that the state of Indiana disagreed with their refusal because of their faith as practicing devout Catholics. Because of their faith, they could not, as they described it, lie to their son to affirm that he was in fact a little girl. And that resulted in the state of Indiana removing their child, their son, from their home. And, you know, it's one thing. Sometimes we think these things are happening in somewhere like California or New York and places like that. That was right in Indiana. And the Supreme Court's decision to refuse to hear the case left in place the Seventh Circuit's affirmation of that removal of their child from the home. And the Cox family recognized what happened to them. They are continuing their fight in an effort to try to prevent this from happening to another child, but the Supreme Court refused to hear their case.
This is Kim. I'm just curious how this wouldn't be considered like religious discrimination.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree wholeheartedly with you. Now, I will say the order, it's the technical phrasing is the denial of certiorari. The order does not include any legal reasoning or anything in it. It is very likely because there are other cases that are similar that are making its way through the system. It could simply be a technical reality that the Supreme Court wanted to address this issue in another case. However, that does nothing for the Cox family, which, as I've said, that their son had already been removed from the home.
Yeah.
But it is a jarring concept to consider that for no other reason other than my affirmation of biological reality and my commitment to biblical fidelity could result in my child being taken from my home. It's insane.
Yeah, Abraham, I read a statement from the dad, no relation, by the way, because my last name is Cox, too, who said no other loving parent should have to endure what we did, the pain of having our son taken from our home and kept from our care because of our beliefs will stay with us forever. It's important to point out here, the Indiana Supreme Court also denied this case, didn't they? They turned the parents down as well.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And this is one of those areas where you have kind of the technical legal realities coming against the real heartfelt realities of parents and families. And just as you said, Kim, it is hard for me to see that this is not anything other than religious discrimination, which is why I think this current Supreme Court with its makeup will ultimately hear the case. But as I said earlier, that doesn't affect in this immediate moment what has already transpired for the Cox family.
Yeah, I don't get how there wouldn't be a huge appeal on this. I can't understand it. If the roles were reversed,
mm-hmm.
and someone was like trying to make their kid transition, you would never view it the same way. Like it's just such a double standard, the hypocrisy here, because you
it
have conservative
is.
Christian values in this case.
It certainly is. And I made the statement, if you're going to go with the established and accepted popular narrative, if gender is fluid, why can it only flow one way?
Great point.
If it's fluid, fluidity is reciprocal, I would imagine. But the cultural narrative, however, is fluidity is only one way toward the direction of the LGBTIAP plus panoply of frankly, lunacy.
Yeah,
that seems to be what's being affirmed in our country.
Abraham, how can people find out more about the American Family Association?
The clearinghouse for all things concerning the American Family Association, you simply go to afa.net. We've been on the front lines fighting for faith and family for over 40 years now. And you can keep up with all that we're doing by simply going to that website.
We appreciate your time today. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. You all have a great day
as
well.
Absolutely. Abraham Hamilton there. That's shocking to me. I had no idea that was going on.
Yeah.
That the state can have that kind of power.
If someone took away my son because of this, gosh.
You'd feel homicidal, wouldn't you?
Instincts would be out in, man.
Wow.
I don't want to think about it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.